The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, this is Mike Morford, host of The Murder of My Family, and I'm here to tell you about a new true crime podcast, Shadow of Truth, a miniseries which explores a haunting murder that left investigators searching for a killer and on a mission for the truth. Police found Tyre Rada's dead body hidden behind a locked bathroom door. As investigators began to pull together evidence, one person of interest became their focus. Roman Zadarov quickly became the prime suspect, and within days, he confessed to Tyre's murder. Police considered the case closed, and Zadarov was locked up. However, shocking new evidence recently revealed there was a lot more to this story. With new DNA results and shocking witness testimony, Shadow of Truth exposes never-before-heard evidence. I'm about to play you a preview of Shadow of Truth. While you're listening, make sure to follow Shadow of Truth on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. You can also binge all 6 episodes early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
What you're hearing is a crowd of protesters in Tel Aviv. Unlike most protests in Israel, this one isn't about politics. It's about a verdict in a murder case that happened 15 years ago. The murder of 13-year-old Tahir Rada has become a national obsession here in Israel, unlike any other. Our story begins on the 6th of December, 2006, a day that Tahir's mother, Ilana Rada, will never forget. She just came home from work when she noticed something was off.
I walk in and see that her backpack isn't there. I look into the sink and see that Tahir hasn't eaten. I go through the rooms and I realize that Tahir didn't even come home.
Ilana called Tahir's phone, but no one answered. She then called her husband, Shmuel, who left work immediately to start searching around town for the missing girl.
I call out to Tahir among the bushes, rocks, boulders, and I start crying. I came home empty-handed.
By then, it was already dark outside. Rumors about the missing child spread like wildfire, and it wasn't long before people from throughout the community organized search parties. Tzvi, a neighbor of the family, was in one of them.
It was a very cold evening, and I went out with a military coat.
Tzvi and his friends decided to go into the school, the same one Tahir attended.
When you go into an unfamiliar building, some of the rooms are dark and it's silent. I already had a strange feeling. We went through one hallway, then another, one classroom, then another, until we reached the bathroom. When we went into the bathroom, there was no sign of anything. It was spotless. The first stall door looks normal. The second door looks normal. The third door, it's locked. My friend peeks through the door and says, "Wow, there's something here." I totally froze.
Tzvi climbed up on a toilet seat to peek into the locked stall. What he saw there almost made him fall off his feet.
I saw a girl. It was clear to me that it's her.
Tahir lived and died in Katzrin, a small, secluded town situated in the northern tip of Israel, not far from the Syrian border. It's an eerie place, surrounded by lakes and forests, and has been known since this murder as the Israeli Twin Peaks. The whole town, as well as the rest of the country, was shocked to the core. The idea that a girl could be viciously murdered in school, which should be the safest place, was every parent's worst nightmare. Tail became everyone's child. The police commander of the northern region made it very clear. He wanted the murderer arrested within 24 hours.
We paint the walls and search for fingerprints and take blood samples. We take pictures of everything we sample and we move forward from there.
It didn't take long for the police to understand that their way forward led to a dead end.
You just heard Shadow of Truth. Follow Shadow of Truth on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. You can also binge the entire series early and ad-free when you subscribe to Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. I hope you enjoyed this preview, and I'll see you back here again soon.